You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Stone Cold.
This week on My Sexy Podcast, something happens like this. And soon the audio clip loads.
Good evening, Gwyneth.
Good evening, Chelsea. How do we find ourselves this fine evening in Glendale, California?
I have never been.
Gwyneth Paltrow joins Chelsea Lately. And later,
CNN.
CNN joins the podcast. But first,
this is a mess.
Shut up.
This is a mess.
Guys, all we've got is Lisa Traeger. We've got Lisa Traeger
and
this ad.
I just woke up today and I said, I need something sportier. And done.
Okay, Maxwell. I just need to contact your insurance company with the VIN number.
I just did it.
Today's episode is brought to you by Geico, CNN, Chelsea Handler, and Gwyneth Paltrow's blog. My Sexy Podcast. Lisa Traeger, you're back for a second episode. How does it feel?
I feel really cool. What is that, a hammer hitting me?
Yeah.
I feel cool. I couldn't believe you asked me, to be honest.
Well, here's what's happening in my life right now.
You're using me for business.
No. Well, it is business. It's true. This is how, like, sometimes you see, like, oh my God, why is Michelle Rodriguez dating Zac Efron? She's clearly gay. That's what's going on with us. There's some sort of business behind it. You best believe Zac Efron and Michelle Rodriguez are going to have some sort of business. And what happened with Lisa Traeger and I was... it was sort of a...
Creating the show, Sabrina, you turned to me and said...
Wait a second. You're saying the show like people know.
Oh, have you never mentioned it before? I mean, that's pretty ridiculous.
I've mentioned it before, but before... we got Mango in the studio today, everybody.
I also feel like you're kind of my sugar daddy, too. Buy me bagels, you cook me food.
Lisa's in her late 20s, and I'm just trying to raise her proper. In her tippity-tippity-tip late 20s.
Yeah, but I feel like... I'm like 5 years behind where I should be.
Didn't you say something the other day, like, I'm a baby or something like that?
I used to be able to say that, and now I can't.
Now you're in your late 20s.
Yeah, like, whenever I babysit and I'm with a kid and people think it's my kid, I'm like, it's obviously not my kid. I'm so young. And then it hit me, like, people have so many kids.
You are pretty young, but you're 27.
Not
yet. Which is just the new young.
Yeah, it's the new young, but you should be able to, like, fix a light bulb, like, change a light bulb.
Lisa called her landlord about her light bulb dying. What a whiner.
You gotta stop with the sound effects.
Do I need to?
Yeah,
I feel like the strongest episode. I feel like the strongest sound effect episode, if you're gonna go in the backlogs, is Kiami McCloskey episode something in the teens.
How long have you been doing this?
This is our 20th episode. Oh my God. Just tell a story about your rash while I find a applause break.
Oh my God. I've just been itching nonstop, and so I haven't been like...
That's a good rash.
It's awful. I actually have a spray bottle of calamine lotion.
Because I sprayed something on you before, but it was like room spray. I think I sprayed like room deodorizer on your very gentle rash.
Oh my God. Did I tell you the family I was babysitting for yesterday?
Go on. Tell it, girl.
Oh my God. First of all.
It's a great story.
No, Soho. So that's like, I've never been in an apartment in Soho. And it was huge.
Okay, tell me, what do you think?
Floor to ceiling, high ceiling windows.
Now, I know that if I asked you about square footage, you'd be like, what's a number? So how many?
Floors.
How many Subway sandwich traditional two-person tables would fit into the, because that's like a square meter, I'd say.
Into the whole apartment?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely over 20.
That's not, 20 square meters? If you're in Europe, write in via Twitter at Sabrina Jalise or at Glitter Cheese. Let us know what is up with measurements and meters.
I mean,
and if 20 by 20 is good.
The 2-year-old girl has her own bedroom, bathroom, and balcony outdoor seating area. And the room is huge. It's bigger than my whole apartment. And then they're upstairs.
No.
But they are an interracial French couple.
What?
So the woman.
We pouring bubbly to that. Interracial, French, black?
She's black.
Oh, shit.
And she's pregnant now, but wearing a ripped up t-shirt that's see-through and you could see her body. Like, so muscular.
Oh, my God. And okay, this is too much. This is too long. The sound effect.
Yeah, no, the sound effects are terrible.
No. If you're listening, you need, this is the YouTube generation. They need a little pop.
Okay. I mean, who listens to this? 8 fans?
No. There's thousands of people.
Yeah, I forget you're famous.
Yeah, there's each episode garners at minimum 4,000.
Sabrina made me watch her Flashpoint episode.
Made you? Or did you say, I love Flashpoint? And I was like, oh, by the way, I get killed in that show. If you're looking for the episode, it's on YouTube, and I think it's called Attention Shoppers. But anyway, let's get real.
And she makes her own baby food.
Oh, so she's got time.
Yeah, but then I was like,
she doesn't have a career then.
Well, no, because I said, does your husband travel a lot? She goes, well, yeah, but so do I when he's not I am. He's in India and Singapore
so
now.
So they never see each other. So they're biracial and bi.
But they've been married for over 10 years. I investigate. But there's also naked photos of them around the house. I mean, I'm going back on Saturday.
Naked.
There's one.
Close up of his penis in her pussy. It's adorable. I mean, this is art. We're in Soho.
No, but in the baby's room, it's her holding her titties and underwear pregnant and him shirtless kissing her belly.
I think that's traditional.
In the bedroom? In the two-year-old's bedroom?
Yeah, like that's the first picture of the two-year-old being sexualized. When it starts at a young age, is she a woman? Is the baby a woman?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course. So then there you go. It starts very early. Before she's even born, she's made to be masturbated to.
I saw a funny tweet and it was...
Mine?
No. It was like, if the patriarchy is real, why do men still have to wear ties? And I thought that was funny.
Lisa, like, this is the exact sort of like late 20s young gal approach to like, oh, we don't care about feminism. Guys have ties too. No! No!
I'm so into feminism and you know
it. No! Wait, what did they say about you at your roast about feminism though?
Did I talk about feminism like I read it off a Fruit Loops box? Which is true.
First, we need equality and vitamins.
Well, because I remember I did a Feminist Wednesday on Vocalo, this Chicago, public radio show.
Yeah.
And the other guest was like the head of a foundation that helps girls succeed in business.
Oh, shit.
And she had all these facts and she was like, and blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, that's a great point.
I know. What do you say in those situations?
I just stick to what I know best.
I mean, you're demonstrating.
I just talk about the Illuminati. I'm like, it's all about the Illuminati.
It's all about the Illuminati.
Well, because there was a state in the southern, like a southern state that was just doing weird shit to women that were pregnant. I don't remember.
That were pregnant?
Some law. Like if you do drugs.
Oh my God, I can hear the way you're chewing the mango so intimately.
I did that on purpose.
These microphones are, this is a brand new studio. And in the beginning, they smelled like just nothing. And now they smell like all of the podcast people's mouths, including ours.
Oh,
I wish I didn't smell it either.
Because now I just smelled it.
We could probably put these on the gentle wash, these foam things.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck. Now, Lisa, we do have a business together. Let's talk about it and let's say it.
This is a synergy podcast. A
synergy is when there's crossover?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I learned it in the movies.
I learned it from living a long, long, luscious life.
You've been mature for so long.
Under the Canadian moon. Thank you so much for acknowledging it.
Yeah.
Oh,
and now that my best friend has a boyfriend, this friendship is more important.
I know.
Than
well,
ever
see, there's like so much that comes into play. You know, you think you have like these intimate, like best friend. We're like being best friends or whatever, but there's always reasons. Here's my reason. Lisa's an investment. She moved here from Chicago. At first, I was like, oh God, she's gonna want too much of my time. Now I'm like, wait a second, she's getting heat. People are interested in her. People are taking meetings with her. She's got rashes. That's how much heat she's got on her. And I'm like, I gotta use this girl's heat to get.
Oh,
Miami.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say before. While we were at Montreal, you said, I did not expect to spend this much time with you.
You were upset
that you spent that much time with me.
No.
You were like, I was hoping 10 minutes.
No, because this is the thing. So
tops.
It's like a networking festival. You're talking to people from all over the place. Also, Lisa's very abrasive. Lisa's very abrasive. She comes on, like, she will, meeting her is like putting your fucking face in a blender.
That's not true.
Your instant reaction is like, get me out of here. Like,
that
too
is
much.
Not true,
no,
though.
Then you start realizing blenders are useful. Like, you're like, oh my God, we can make smoothies together. I just got to learn how to work this blender. And I learned how to work the blender, and now.
No, but there was one time
I'm
you
selling
got
it
me
on the
stoned.
Internet.
You gave me a joint.
I got you stoned. First
and
of all,
then,
you walk in a room, every room you walk into, you're like, where's weed? Yeah, anyone have weed? Anyone have weed? She would literally meet Lorne Michaels for her SNL audition and be like, do you have any weed?
But who then are you? We you're go old, into how the
old
bar.
Are you? You'd ask Lorne Michaels, how old are you?
I was asking older men how old they were. But
like, what a cool conversational pickup line.
I was not picking
like
up
like legendary comics. Then she asked once. Okay, if you tune in on YouTube right now, youtube.com/howmanyqs. How do you think you spell Qs? Q-S. How many Qs?
We've
got an all-new episode starring Alonzo Bowden. He's been on every late night. He's like very famous and tall and black and handsome.
I don't know about handsome.
He's handsome. I mean, you're just racist.
He looks like a baby turtle. Oh, no. What is that? Stabbing?
Yeah, stabbing. I like that you think all the sound effects are happening to you. Okay. Oh, I laughed and then I smelled the microphone too hard. Okay.
He got mad at me. I thought he was over exaggerating.
She asked Alonzo if you could kill Bill Cosby or
Don Rickles.
Who would you kill?
And he got upset.
Because they're both old. I hadn't read all the rape stuff about Bill Cosby yet. I would have thought the answer was more.
Yeah. I mean, he flipped out. But
do you think Bill Cosby raped people?
Yeah.
How many?
I believe any man in power has raped at least 3 to 4 women.
Oh, my God. What a conundrum.
Anyone that's in business has sexually assaulted someone, I bet.
Bill Gates? No, there's like asexual.
There's some nerds.
You've got to think about like alphas in business.
It's just if you could get away with it, why wouldn't you do it?
Would you rape people if you could get away with it?
No, absolutely not.
So that's.
I'm just saying, if you're. There's a reason rich people commit crimes all the time. It's because they're going to get away with it. Not guilty.
Yeah, and because crimes are delicious. Not rape necessarily, but like steal a little extra money. Ooh. Or like find out that the stock is going to do something cool. Ooh. You know?
I don't know.
The last one was from Martha Stewart.
Oh, okay.
She got inside information and pulled her money out of a stock before it was going to crash. I think that's the direction it was, but like...
Yeah, but her jail was a fun time. It was like a high-class jail.
I would love to just live in her jail.
Yeah, the Wolf of Wall Street guy, the real one, he was saying that the jail was great.
Really?
Yeah.
He's doing Groupon speaking tours.
What? Oh, okay.
Whenever I go to a city and I look at Groupon, there's always like the real Wolf of Wall Street speaking.
That's how he makes his money now. He has bug eyes, too.
Who else has bug eyes?
I can't tell you.
Oh, my God. I know who you're talking about.
Oh, but this is what I was going to say. We walk into the bar where all this industry, I'm so high, and I go, Sabrina, can you not...
No, she says...
I go, Sabrina, can you not leave me immediately? And you go, absolutely, I will right now.
I will leave her. Of course I will leave her. Like, that's also the most claustrophobic thing to say to me in this new friendship where, like, you're new to town.
I didn't say don't leave me. I said don't leave me right away.
You were like... I think you said something like, I'm going to stand with you. Oh, yeah, you said... Yeah, you said don't leave me. And I was like...
Right away.
No, I only want to leave you now. Like, that's probably something also to look into in terms of the way you just come off in general.
I'm usually self-aware, but with you, even if I know you want me to leave, I just don't leave anyways.
Oh my God.
I don't know why.
Saturday, we were writing at 3 p.m. She didn't leave till I dressed her like a homeless teen and kicked her out.
Yeah, I had to take that sweatshirt off. I was pretty hot. I'm not giving you those sweatpants right away.
No, you can have them for a while.
I pack them for my Betches tour this week.
Lisa's in love with me. Lisa's in love with me. Lisa's in love with a married lesbian. Usually she's straight. Today she's in love with a lesbian. New theme song?
Dead air.
No. Wait, you have questions for me.
What were they?
What happened?
Oh my
last
God!
Night?
Okay, so I've been trying to get this out of you all day. You've been avoiding me. What is with the billboard?
So Shauna got tickets to go see this thing called Queen of the Night, which is like a dinner theater type experience.
Oh yeah, you guys were trying to convince me it's a good idea, even though there's multiple SVU episodes about how those are bad ideas.
I mean, it was a good idea, but also I'll tell you more about that after. But then we get out of the cab and we're taking 45th Street across into Times Square. So we're going to the Belly of the Beast and we're like, let's just get out of the cab right now. And there were so many things that made it that moment that I walked out of the door of the cab. But I look up and my fucking face is like How many feet big is that? That's like 100 feet.
Like the center of Times Square.
The size of a Soho apartment.
So was it just a photo or a clip of you doing stand-up?
It was a photo. It was like me like being funny on stage for like 3 minutes. It was like me gesturing on stage for like, not 3 minutes. That'd be the longest. If that's what they decide. So for like 3 seconds, me on stage. And then Mateo, and that's it. It was just me, Mateo, Adam Devine.
I think it's like a gay thing. I think it's a Sam Safer management thing. Yeah.
Shout out to our manager, Sam Safer. We in love with her.
Sam Safer, yeah. She's a dream come true.
She's our dream come true.
I have fantasized about like giving acceptance awards and what I would say about her.
Why don't you try?
I can't. It's too embarrassing.
And the award goes to Lisa Traeger. Say your acceptance.
That's the funniest thing I've ever seen you do. On stage, off stage. That's top.
Yeah.
The booing.
And they said the sound effects weren't gonna make it.
No, this is good side of sound effects.
All right, I'll ration you one mango in this coffee tray.
I also have to eat it with my hands. I'm so sticky. I have enough rashes. The thing is, I have not changed my routine.
I thought we were going to spend more time on the Times Square thing. Like, why are we talking about your rashes again? Did I say anything that led to you talking about your rashes?
It's because my headspace is thinking about the burning sensation all on my body.
Well, that's probably what's wrong.
I called my dermatologist and he didn't call me back.
Maybe you were like, try to go on maybe Wednesday. The vibe you gave when you called was like, will you stay with me all the time, dermatologist? Will you not leave me at this party? And he was like, well,
he wants to make money.
We lost one client. We can afford that.
So anyways, how did it feel to be there? And did you take any pictures standing in front of it? Because you posted.
Yeah, no, not standing in front of it.
Did you think that was too tacky or you didn't get
a chance? I thought it would be like a very bad angle. It'd be like up on my chin to get to where to get to the height of the
Maybe you should have laid on the New York floor.
I mean, maybe we can go back there and do that one time.
Yeah, I mean, it is so cool.
It's so cool. And the other thing is, I think that I don't dream of it. I don't dream of I don't think
it's
funny because people are texting me and saying congratulations and stuff, but I'm like, I don't get any extra money. I correlate like congratulations with money.
Yeah.
That's why when people say congratulations a year after or even months after we got married, I'm like, but what do you mean? Like, yeah. That was happening. It happened.
Okay, that's just rude. that's just rude.
No, but one day.
No, actually, one of my.
One day, I'm going to find you some sort of trans. I think you'd be good with like a Jewish transgendered, either F to M or M to F, wrestler. You talk about wrestling all the time, and you love me, and I'm almost trans.
You're not.
I'm just like a if they would have put a little more dash of man into me, it would have been like I would be wearing a false ear.
You
right
just
now.
wear lace bras.
Yeah, that's what
that keeps
me
you non-trans. That keeps you in the non-trans department. Lace bras.
I think just like I do like my body being a woman's body.
Yeah.
Like when I lay in my bed and think about my body, I rub on my tits and I go, yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
So crazy. I enjoy your guys' marriage. It's a good marriage.
Yeah.
It's pretty young though, but.
Where do you think that we can improve?
Nowhere. I feel like it's so cool. You guys just kind of do your own thing and hang out and it's fun.
Yeah. Yesterday she hit me really hard in my breast, though. There was one. So this is the thing. Shauna's in fashion, and her reaction to me being in Times Square, she kept on being like, my wife is on. She keeps on saying on Times Square, too. And I'm like, what do you mean on Times Square? I think that's an American thing versus Canadian. Because
no,
I'm like, on a billboard.
That's a Shauna thing, because I saw her post on Instagram, and I went, what a lunatic.
She posted on Instagram?
Yeah. I liked it. But it definitely said on Times Square. And I was like, I guess
no,
she's
Mateo
right.
No, Mateo also wrote, I'm on Times Square.
That's so weird. That I would totally write in Times Square.
Yeah, but also I think it's a New York thing. Like people say they're online. And I'm like, well, that's the internet. When they're standing in a line, they're like, oh, I'm online. What? What are you talking about?
No, you could say like, oh, my clip's online.
No. I'm telling you, for real. Any New Yorker. I mean, I feel like I just.
Stop with the fucking sound effects.
No, looking for them. What
there's
I wanted to do
air.
Was I wanted to call someone in New York and be like, if you're in a line, what are you?
Oh, they say I'm online instead of I'm in a line?
Yeah.
That is weird.
Let's call someone and see.
But
who's a New Yorker that we know? Claudia Kogan.
Okay, yeah.
If you said no, then you would be rude.
Saatchi, too. Yeah, people... I don't think we should call. I think that's a waste of time.
Really?
We have the difference.
Okay, cool.
We know the difference. We think it's weird.
Well, let's just get people to tweet in so that we get more Twitter.
Yeah, tweet at us.
Tweet in to, like...
How weird is that?
Tweet in if you like integrating social platforms.
I once featured for, like, an old man who wasn't successful.
Enough about your rashes.
But his whole closing bit is how, like, people say different things in different towns with no punchlines. And then he gets off the stage. He's like, in Wisconsin, they call water fountains bubblers. And then it's like, right? And he's like, what's a snappy snap? And then people, like, guess from the audience. Oh, no. And he did that for, like, 20 minutes. Just, like, the different pronunciations of, like, soda and pop in different towns.
I mean, that guy is a legend.
Yeah, but then he was giving me advice, and I wanted to be like, you're wearing a short-sleeved dress shirt. Like, what are you talking about?
I wore one last night.
Yeah, but you have a thing going on.
Okay. Is that what you call my sexuality? So, wait, I have to tell you something. We went to Queen of the Night. You warned us that it would be SVU. Guess what happened?
They got groped.
No, they tried to ruin my marriage.
Okay, yeah.
Do you know what they did?
No.
They sat us down. It's like, okay, so it's like artsy performances, like Cirque du Soleil type performances. Then there's like a feast and you sit down to eat the feast and you've got like some people have lobsters at their table. Some people have like a pig at their table. Some people have beef. You got to like trade. I didn't trade. I was like, listen, you're trying to steal my wife. I got to keep my eyes on the prize.
Are people having sex in front of you?
No. Well, sexy things are happening and they're looking at everyone's like eye contact with you is like as if you are about to fuck or you just fucked. They're like,
I would be so uncomfortable. I've never been in a strip club.
I don't think you'd be... Oh, you should go to the strip club that I held the man's penis in Miami. That's what we'll do. We'll shoot season 19 of How Many Questions? How Many Questions?
So another thing, the one thing that's crazy is Sabrina gets me hyped up and I trust her and then these things don't happen. all the time.
Well, like, what kind of young kid believe... I told her I was going to take her to Japan for season 3 of How Many Questions.
She's like, they'll give us $20,000. We'll have $20,000 for the show. We're going to get sponsorship. And they're like, absolutely not going to give you money.
Okay, you know what? Do you want to be part of this?
No, I'm an optimist, but I need you to stop lying to me.
Hold on.
Don't chicken me. You stop that.
It's a really long sound effect, and I don't know how to make them stop once I start them.
Oh, my God. Turn off the sound. This is awful. Oh, my God. Well, I'm going to spray calamine lotion on me while this is happening.
Oh, speaking of calamine lotion and going into your bag for something, it's time for the segment I like to call What Kind of Snacks Did I Bring for Lisa?
Oh, there's more fun?
Yeah, I brought you snacks.
Is it cornbread that you made in a skillet?
First snack... rhymes with Morito.
Dorito.
Yeah. Second Woo! Snack. Rhymes
is this
with,
for my road trip?
Yeah. Rhymes with dart lewd.
Dart lube?
Rhymes with smart clued.
Popcorn? I don't know.
Smart food.
Oh, I've never had this.
Okay, you're going to like it. It's white cheddar.
Why do you give me all these presents? Wow.
Nice mispies.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing. I don't have that much weed. But I have to bring weed on this trip. Woo! But I don't want to share with everyone, and I don't know what I'm going to do. Thank you so much.
Why don't you just make it clear that, like, you're not there to make friends? Why don't you get it? Oh, I got your one-hitter, too.
Well, because I wonder if Megan's going to be mad if I take all the weed.
Yeah, you shouldn't take all the weed.
Well, I don't know what... I mean, I'm going to be home tomorrow and then leave again on Wednesday. So if this is coming out tomorrow, I'll be in Jersey tomorrow and then Connecticut and Boston on Wednesday and Thursday with the Betches.
Unfortunately, the only listeners are in Sudbury, Ontario.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding. So Jersey tonight on Wednesday?
No, tonight.
No, I'm saying Wednesday.
I'm in Philly. No, Jersey tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Well, it seems like we've spent enough time advertising your schedule.
Whatever.
Now, let's
excited,
get back to the dinner theater.
But
story.
I will be in a hotel with someone I don't know about, and I'm a weirdo, and I'm
Who's
scared.
Who's the person?
I think Sarah Armour.
Who's going to be in the hotel?
Or Emmy Blotnick. I don't know who I'm sharing
a room with.
Love both
those girls. They're going to be great. Actually, I'm thinking about making them the new co-hosts of How Many Questions. Both of them are good contenders.
You threaten me so much.
This is the thing.
How do you expect people to take you seriously when you're always joking?
That's actually something that I've dealt with in my life.
Did I? Is that like a teacher? I sound like a teacher, right?
A teacher, my mother... Friends.
I'm getting texts in different area codes.
Is I wonder what kind of person song? I am to meet. Okay, what kind of person am I to meet? Because I know that I have a little bit too much. Sometimes I'm like, talking too much. Every person that I've ever known has gotten to a place where it's just like normal that they're like, all right, just stop talking now.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Every single person, my parents, my friends.
No, I'm not upset by it. I just, sometimes you want me to go with it and I don't care. You know what I mean? You'll just say something I know is blatantly not true and you want me to be like, bah, 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 and I'm not going to do it.
Okay, I got you.
So I just sit and I'm like, are we done?
Yeah,
I
mean, that's probably the serious? Root of a lot of it is my creating sort of an alternate universe and looking for passengers on this crazy ride. It's actually what started Scientology.
You did teach me what partition meant this week and I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. That's a partition going up in a jail cell. Can I just finish the story about the dinner theater?
Yeah. Dinner theater.
So Queen of the Night. So this is how they tried to ruin my marriage. They say this lady. So it's like very artsy. And then there's like this distinct moment where everyone's got to get told the rules by someone dressed in a uniform who's an actor who's like, now you kind of classify like what kind of actor they are because they're like not the tops because they have to be like TGIF restaurant. You know, when you, like, but sit sexual. At a restaurant, they're like, all right, so here we are at the restaurant. The way our menu works, so then they had to sit down. Like, these people that were so seductive now have to, like, sit down at your table and be like, all right, so everybody's going to get food and you get to trade, okay? And then, to like, as an icebreaker, she was like, is anyone in love? And then Shauna was like, yeah. And then I was like, me with her. And she was like, oh, great. Let's all, like, hear it for 5 years together. That's great. And then anyone else not in love? Okay, I'm going to find you a partner. But then she picked one person at the table to do this to. She went up to Shauna and she was like, I can tell you're a really strong woman. And, like, this is, like, the show is going on and everything. She's like, later on, the queen is going to need you in the back room. And you know what they did? They pulled her into a room with a bathtub. And poured milk into the bathtub. And there was a woman in the tub.
Naked.
And she was like, then they were like, do you want to get into the milky tub? And also we had just eaten all this greasy food and we're in like Midtown and the wardrobe there is like dressed like you're going to a gala. Like she's all dressed up. What? Who would get into, like we have a text chain.
I'm sure there's some weird polyamorous nerds, theater nerds that would get
yeah, but like,
milk.
Why are you trying to steal my wife into the milky tub? Like, fuck you.
That's weird.
Like,
but then when you saw the billboard, you were happy.
When I saw the billboard, I mean, then the other thing, my job, like, Shauna's from San Francisco, like, her life is like so, like, she, if I got into the milky tub and came back with like a milk mustache from the person's pussy, she'd be like, cool. I am like horrified about the idea of her being offered that proposition. And I call it Proposition 8. And then her friend, her best friend from San Francisco is visiting. And they're all cool. They have tattoos. They, like, call each other shamans. Or, like, they've graduated from shamanism. And, like, I'm supposed to act, like, so cool. But I'm also, like, what the fuck kind of theater is this?
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. I mean... I don't know what to tell you.
You have nothing to say about my long story?
I would never go to... Oh, this is what I'm going to ask. So you think Shauna was more excited about the Times Square because she's in fashion?
Yes, exactly. I think that for her, she was like, whoa, if I had a billboard in Times Square, then my rate would go up like a million times. And she doesn't understand my rate is still going to be 2 drink tickets and a movie.
I know. That's so weird with our field. Well, because I have a friend who's an art director, and she's really talented. She works on the Jack Daniels... campaigns, like that's her client. Her friends will be like, make my baby shower invite, make my wedding, and then bitch about having to pay for the printed out. And she's like, I'm $50 an hour, motherfucker. Yeah. I'm doing this for free. And people expect her to do that for free. And I'm on the phone being like, you deserve more. Don't do it. She's a cunt.
But no, but that's exactly what we
but
do.
But I'm like limping anywhere. Like, limping what do you anywhere. Need? What do you need? I'll do it. I mean, like, even here at Stand Up New York, it's like, a check spot? Yeah, I'll do a check spot. I'll sit here. Whatever you need. Like, oh, are people going to be organizing their paying of the bills while I'm trying to tell jokes? I'll do it. You know what I mean? Like, but I'm telling this art director.
I like the idea of you, like, with bandages all on your rashes. Limping from spot to spot.
I don't even know how much I'm getting paid for this tour.
Limping from check spot to check spot.
I don't even know how much this I'm getting on this tour. I have no idea.
That's a car swerving around you as you limp through the night, but the shot is just a silhouette and she's walking through the city.
Okay. Oh, God. That reminds me of how many questions.
Yeah. How many questions? YouTube.com/how many questions to see what we look like visually. Let's talk about
a real thing that I like to talk about.
Well, can we make it the announcement first?
What's the announcement?
November 6th, Union Hall. You'll be able to see
how many questions?
Live and interactive.
10 p.m.
Celebrities.
I don't know what else.
Videos.
Oh, yeah. Dancing.
Dancing.
Stars.
Shots. We're sneaking shots in.
That was like the weirdest.
Like people were about to buy tickets, then you burped, and they're like, "You know what? Let's get."
It also was like a gross. It wasn't my favorite
burp.
Yeah, it was like kind of upsetting. It was like a little lizard trying to burp, like coming out of an egg.
What's your favorite burp? Like a loud one that doesn't smell?
I actually am not that burpy. So everything.
Wait, before I made the advertisement for our business.
So it's how many questions? It's part of the Comedy Central's New York Comedy Festival.
That's right.
And we got hand plucked.
Hand plucked.
Is that a saying?
Lisa Traeger, born in Russia, legal name, Yelizavetia.
I mean, we had one trailer.
Hand plucked from the crops. Return make joke. Comedy Central Corporation come for us. Grant us to inside the house.
Well, I mean, we had one trailer and one ep out, and we got, you know, they
and
gave us this
immediately
live show.
The industry came behind us and sort of righted us, sort of like thrusted their hips towards us
but
from behind.
But the thing that's upsetting is we didn't realize that this was going to be such a runaway 500 hit success. 500 views.
We got so 500 and counting.
I have smeared makeup. My hair's unbrushed. I mean, we're drunk. It is horrifying to watch.
I look fabulous. I had my makeup artist with me. I just didn't want her to spend too much time on Lisa and lose focus on that.
I just can't believe how shitty I looked. And
we do look pretty.
So for the
haggard
live show, I have an Anthropologie gift card and I will be buying a new dress.
I thought you were going to be saying you'd give it out. And I'm like, Lisa, don't give away your only number one thing in your life.
No, that's like, I have a few goals and one of them is like to be able to shop at Anthropologie without batting an eye.
And the other day, on Saturday, she was at my place and she and my wife's stylist and she said, what do you think about Anthropologie? And Shauna was like, ugh, disgusting. And then you never said you had the gift card. And that's like, no. You've got to say the reason is you've got a gift card, and then she'd be more supportive and be like, well, stick to the blacks and whites.
My friend that's an art director wants to.
Oh shit, someone just ran in.
Have Shauna when she's in town, go shopping with her.
Okay, but did you just see that? Whoa. Someone. Do you see who that is?
I'm so sick of pretending these things. What do you want?
Fuck
who's
you
in here?
You would be horrible at improv, and you'd never graduate from improv one. UCB
I graduated from improv
one. UCB 101?
No, Second City. And then I stopped going during the
UCB
second one.
UCB would fail you.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't like to say
who's
yes.
Who's at the door?
Who is it? Oh, no. Oh. Are we done?
You're really mad. I gave you all those fucking snacks.
No, I'm not mad.
I spent at least $6 on the snacks.
I know. This is great. What's your favorite Starburst color? Those are the
pink. Pink.
Pink, really? Wow. Mm. These are the hard-hitting questions you can see on how many questions.
Just so you know, for the live show, I'm planning out all the questions in advance. I'm going to have index cards.
No, but it's part of the festival, so there's definitely going to be some celeb cool drop-ins.
We're looking for Sonya from The Real Housewives, and we have
or
a Fran source Leibowitz. On her. Or Fran Leibowitz.
Yeah, if you're friends with any celebrity that will be in town during the New York November 6th, or lives in New York, please tell them to
please
come to our show.
But also make sure that they're real celebrities, okay? We don't want any Joey Lawrence's.
We'll take a Joey Lawrence.
We would take literally anyone who's ever been in anything.
Yeah. But I mean, if you're even a gymnast, we're gonna have a wrestler. We just got confirmation from a wrestler. So, is this a long one too?
It's just that I just wanted it to be long enough for you to not talk about wrestling anymore. Her fucking references. You think that you get a young, you pluck, hand pluck a young one from the crop. I've got the only young one that's talking about fucking 1996 gymnastics team. Fucking
listen, nostalgia's in.
Yeah, but you're reaching too far back in weird directions.
It's just what I'm passionate about, and now I have, you know, some friends that are also passionate. So me, Joel Kim
Booster,
Joel Kim Booster, Megan, and I get together and we'll watch ice skating.
Okay.
We'll watch. Last week we watched Miss America. Fuck ups, and we watched musical renditions from Tony Awards and stuff like that. Like, we just like fun stuff, and we like it.
I don't know where to go in this interview now.
So yeah, that's my thing I do with these friends, and maybe I should realize that other people don't care.
We're 35 minutes in, and I don't think we've hit one. Like,
oh yeah, this is the question I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
So sometimes when people post cool things that are happening to them, I'm like, woo, I love it. So exciting. Like, yeah. When I saw the billboard, I was like, gah. But then there's some people I'm like, God, stop bragging. This is too much. You're too much. I want to know.
People. Who is it?
What is the fine line, do you think, of just like, stop bragging so much?
If you have a lot of success like I do, then things come out every day that you RT. I'm just kidding. It's been a dry desert, and the Jalise tundra is slowly defrosting.
You are the most rich person, famous person I know.
That's your problem. Big problem.
I know. I have this one friend that works at the art gallery, at a really cool one, and she's just a badass, smart chick, and I brag about her all the time. Like, she's the most successful person anyone knows, and my friend Megan, her parents are obviously rich. She goes, I mean, I know the CEO of BP, so like, can you not include me in that? And it's like, oh yeah, oops.
Wait, someone's the CEO of BP?
Oh yeah, she's friends with the governor, the former governor
Megan's
of Indiana.
Mom?
No, the whole family.
Oh, the whole family.
So they're friends with like the owner of the Colts. Like they just are friends with famous people that are probably in the Illuminati.
Oh man.
They have Illuminati friends.
Would you
for
trade
sure.
your life to be in that circle?
No, they're too boring.
But keep in mind, you get to be a housewife of and married to the owner of the Colts.
No. Can I pick a different rich subculture I'd like to be a part of?
Yeah, pick one.
Like, I'd like to be like rich.
No, you're trapped.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be preppy like government, like, ooh, taboo. Like, anytime on the Real Housewives, Heather says motherfucker, everyone's like, we don't say fucker in the Hamptons. Like, that would be too much. But
they throw legs.
They do their legs. I did hear a rumor. I don't think it's true that SJP is going to be on The Real Housewives of New York.
No fucking way.
Because she's friends with Andy and a fan of the show, but it's like she's not going to get into
she's
fights
not
with
gonna
these
give
women.
Her, you need to give yourself to reality TV in a way that's so ugly that she's too controlled. She's an actress. She would act out the scenes that she pitches to Andy like, oh, well, one day maybe my babysitter doesn't show up and I have to shoot something. You know what I mean? I don't want to watch that shit. I want to watch a pure Ramona bug-eyed meltdown. I want to see your eyes popping out of your face while you're on too many pills and your fucking daughter wants nothing to do with you and everybody hates you.
I follow her daughter on Instagram.
How's college going?
It's good. She's super hot and a lot of food shots and a lot of like... Was it a horse or a toot or what was that?
If you think that's a toot, that's another one of your problems. I got two problems and they all Lisa's.
Yeah, that's another reason I think I like all these weird things is because you get to follow them all on Instagram.
Okay.
So I follow all the ice skaters. So it's like exciting. Like I know what they're up to.
We're going to shut this down. I'm going to call my mom soon. So here's what's been happening with the podcast. My mother has always been a very practical and a woman with a lot of great advice. So every episode I call her.
We didn't talk about the Instagram thing.
I know, but like that was a tangent I did not appreciate of yours. I could already tell it was going to go end in like some dead end where I'd play like a 35-second sound clip.
I also have a big fear of like when I stalk people on Instagram that I shouldn't be stalking and then I accidentally like one of their photos. It's
yeah,
a big
just
fear.
Kill yourself.
I like get so scared that I'm going to just like a photo that I shouldn't like.
Yeah, if you like it, then it's too far down the stream, then you might as well drown yourself.
It would just be a weird thing because my ex-boyfriend's ex-girlfriend became like a muscle woman. Like a vegan bodybuilder, and I love stalking her about it like once in a while. But if I like that photo, she'd be pissed because he definitely was cheating on her with me before he started dating. So like she doesn't like me.
On behalf of all muscle, on behalf of all women with broad shoulders and the capacity to gain muscle way before other women.
She's like, glittery bathing suit, muscle lady.
I mean, that I just don't get. This is the problem with muscle ladies. If you're going to have muscles, dress butch, man. Muscles are pretty butch. You can't have all. That's a part of a look. You don't have all that muscle.
Stop
and then wear.
Stop getting mad at other people's identity that aren't yours.
Oh, shut up, Lisa. I get gender. You know what? You get gender. You don't even have a Fruit Loop box that says gender in your brain to explain what gender is. What is gender to you?
I don't know. Just how people identify.
That's vaguest.
Yeah, but why would it be anything but vague?
I just think that things connect with other things. I think that, like,
looking back at when you wore dangly earrings and jean denim miniskirts,
yeah,
how do you feel?
Fit. That those things didn't fit.
Did you feel weird walking around?
Kind of. I feel much better wearing the vintage army uniform that I'm wearing now.
Yeah, I mean, what would you be wearing if it wasn't for your stylist wife?
Like, probably just small mistakes. I already was getting it that, like, I should be shopping at Top Man and not Top Woman.
Okay.
So, I'm just saying, like, things fit, and sometimes people seem really uncomfortable, but they don't even get, like, when I was wearing dangly earrings and skirts, I wasn't like, oh, this is crazy uncomfortable. I was just like, okay, I'm doing it. I'm out here, I'm doing it. We're all doing it, and let's do it. But it is because...
I like you with long hair.
Thank you. Well, when did I have short hair?
In Flashpoint?
No.
You had flipped out Farrah Fawcett curls.
I had a mushroom cut a lot of the time.
No, I'm pissed. Like, I cut my hair. He obviously went shorter than I wanted. And now every time I look at a photo of long hair, it's, like, so upsetting.
I don't know why girls cut their hair because they always cry. They're always, like, resentful of how
I'm
much
very
was cut
resentful.
Off.
And I owe this happens to me every 5 years. I cut off my hair. This started in fifth grade, and then I'm like, what the fuck? And then I grow it out, and then I'm like, ugh, just I hate brushing my hair, and then I'm pissed.
Lisa problems.
I just want my long hair. I miss a good top knot, a fun pony. Like, I just miss my long hair. And then I had to change all my photos. Like, I can't use any of my long-haired photos.
You've been listening to...
Is that from You Don't Know
Lisa
Jack?
Problems.
What game is... Oh, if anyone's in New York that likes the band Gogol Bordello, I'm going alone January 3rd.
Why do you do this?
If someone
this
is, wants
you're
to
gonna
come.
You're going to get murdered. You will not last a year here without getting straight up murdered.
Listen. If anyone wants to share their drink with me, too. I mean, I'm not looking at what you put in.
I'm calling my mom.
I'm doing the opposite of enough.
Do you have anything to say before I call my mom? Also, we didn't finish 2 points that we
go?
Didn't... Yeah.
I thought it's an hour.
God, see how she fucking... Don't you feel as a listener claustrophobic now? The amount that she wants to stay and talk to you. You're like, oh, I should stop listening to podcasts. I should stop altogether.
Well, because I know I just have to go pack and walk.
Yeah, you have places to be. Also, guys, I have a couple things to address. Did we finish the end of that conversation that...
Yes,
Lisa...
you were on a billboard time. Sorry.
No, not that one. I'm talking about the one you brought up where... What is the limit? How many things can you post about yourself? Like, yeah, that is annoying. Sometimes people are like, oh, another great day in my life. Can't believe it. Another blessing from the old universe. And it's like, shut the fuck up. We're all struggling. I know you're depressed. I know you're depressed.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
So that's my end of that conversation. The second thing that I want to say is that my mother is like a born-again motivational speaker. You'll see, like, in the beginning when I called her...
I've been on this podcast before.
Yeah, I know. But in the old days, like, back when you were on this podcast, you were on, like, episode -7. She was like, oh, just, like, being a mom about her and being like, oh, what is this, a phone? And it just goes into the internet? Now she's like, all right, teasing segments to the future. She's sent me, like, 19 videos that I need to watch. I watched this video about a man with no limbs. She's obsessed with it. I sent her my picture of Times Square yesterday. This is a little bit annoying. I got to get it out before I talk to her. I sent her a picture of her daughter on a thing in Times Square. I call her today, and I'm like, what's the reaction? She talks for 20 minutes about this guy that has no arms and legs. I'm like, how many fucking limbs do I have to lose before you care that I'm on a fucking billboard in Times Square?
Yeah, fuck. No limbs, little limbs, really. I can't.
Well, you're going to have to Ken because she's about to talk about it.
No. Oh, you call from your computer. Cool.
Don't reveal my secrets. Like, you're the one that wants to invite people to rock concerts. I want to stay mysterious, elegant, beautiful.
Has she ever not answered?
My Hello? Dad once filled in for Hi. Him. He didn't answer. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Bina. How are you? You never told me who's the guest.
It's just a lousy one today.
Okay. Hi, lousy one.
Hey, it's Lisa Traeger, star of How Many Questions?
Yeah, it's my co-star from How Many Questions, the one I hired.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So not as much smeared girls, makeup on my face this time.
Mom, have you watched How Many Questions?
Yes. I've watched, I think, the first two. I wasn't too happy with one of them. You can just guess which one.
The one with the penises?
Yes.
Wouldn't you want me to have held a penis before I commit my life to a woman?
Listen, no comment, okay? No comment about that one. Let's just put that one aside.
Let's just get one. Have you held a penis? Because I feel like we might be on the same...
Please. I cannot talk about these things, okay?
What is the government following
you? You know the answer anyways. You know the answer anyways because you're here, right?
Because I'm here. Well, you wouldn't have to hold it.
You're here.
Another part of your body had to hold the penis.
I had to do something, right? Something had to be done.
You told me that
you know?
Well, all right. I feel like you're a lady. You're dignified. You don't want to get into the same. You know, here I am. You get what my business is. I just talk about things overbearingly until I get enough followers.
Well, I'm just giving you my honest opinion, that's all, okay? And that's what you always want anyways, even though it's not always, we're not always...
Wait,
right to her,
I
right?
never asked for your honest opinion all the time. I never said that's
you
what
don't
I want.
Want my honest...
Well, I don't want...
Yeah, but that's what I feel. I feel that I have to give you my honest opinion because I don't want ever later on for you to say, I wish I had told... you had told me so, right?
She's been doing these sound effects all day. It's awful.
Well, now we're getting really off track here with this thing, huh, Bina?
What do you want to talk about today, Mama?
The Alchemist.
Ooh, The Alchemist.
I don't read.
Yes.
Lisa doesn't read, so you'll have to explain to her the, you know.
It's a guy in a boat, right?
I don't remember exactly the story, but I just know that it's full of wisdom. The book is full of wisdom. And there was a two-part interview with the writer Paolo Coelho.
Yeah.
And I watched it, and then from there on I got curious, and at the end of the second interview there was a short video.
Mm-hmm.
And Oprah calls these, I think, Super Soul Sunday shorts.
Yeah.
And from there I went to poke around and I found some more short videos, and there's some of them that are just amazing. There's one about the oldest Facebook user. She's, I think, 104 or 105. And, you know, they interview her and they talk to her, and at the end she comes out of the building, folds up her walker, puts it in the car and drives away.
Damn, son.
It's just amazing, you know. And then there's that one that you watched, Sabrina, the one of Chris.
You, Mommy, you're friends. Yeah, you're friends with older people. What draws you to older people?
I don't know. I mean, I like older people who are still, you know, alive and
breakdancing.
You know, like positive and, you know, kicking. You know, like Trudy.
Solange.
You know, people whose glass is half full rather than half empty.
That's right.
You know, it's interesting to hang out with them and to hear them talk about, you know, stuff that happened a long time ago. And
they probably talk about holding penises less.
Trying to keep up with the world, you know.
All right, I think
I mean,
that you
Trudy,
were...
Who is, Trudy's 92. She just told me recently, like, she really kind of feels bad that she never did get a computer, you know, that she can't go to www.
My parents just got a computer.
Many times, you know, it's many times on ads they say go to www and
she can't go to www. She should have got a computer.
Know?
Hector Torres at the hardware store across the street also doesn't have a computer. This is a people that have been left behind.
Yeah, and it's hard for them, and it's going to get harder and harder because, you know, people do assume that, you know, you have a computer. Like, I went to a Loblaws recently, which is a grocery store up there, and I asked
in
them
Canada.
For the flyer, and they said, no more, you go online, you know. So really, people are slowly being left behind.
All right, so let's end this, Mom, let's end this talking about a message for the people that are being left behind. I'm sure a lot of people listening to this podcast don't own a computer, so what do you have to say to them?
I would just say to them, make sure you have a friend who has a computer. So if you need to check something out, you know, they can check it out for you. You're not going to be left completely behind.
We're going to make a sound clip of it. So can you say, this is Ursula Fry saying, don't get left behind.
Okay.
Okay.
This is Ursula Fry and don't be left behind.
You see, it's not so easy being me.
I'm sorry. I didn't say it properly.
Mommy, I love you so much.
Thank you. We might not
agree on everything, but we are literally tied together with our blood and our hips.
Yeah, I just recently remembered that your middle name is my first name, so we even connected there.
That's
even
right.
Even though our last name is not connected, but we're connected there, right?
That's right. Mommy, thank you for raising
me.
Bye, Sabrina.
Bye, Sabrina Ursula. Bye.
Bye, Mommy. I love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
God, that was tense. She doesn't like when I talk about penises, periods, sex. She'd love your act, Lisa. She would love your act.
I don't think I talk about periods at all.
Well, that's because you don't get that we're free from the shackles of not having... Like, you bleed 4 days out of the month, which is 90% of your life. You wish it was 4 days? How many days?
I mean, when I was on
birth
control.
That's actually embarrassing that you're like, I don't have anything about my period. Shut the fuck up. Everybody shut the fuck up about not talking about your period.
Oh, I have a few things to bring up to you.
Okay.
One, Wendy Williams ate a crow today on her show, and it was pretty funny. Second.
She ate a crow?
Yeah, because she was talking about, she said that Kim and Kanye wouldn't last 72 days over. And she said
she would eat a crow.
She's like, I would eat a crow. So she had a chef come and cook a crow in a fancy way, and she ate crow. She's like, I hold my word. Second, why do you get so mad that I like Mindy Kaling again?
I don't want to talk about it on the podcast because I fear that I might get hired by her and she might pull this sound clip up.
Okay.
I just think sometimes when I was reading her book, I was like, oh, I get it. You had this path where you created a two-person play called Matt and Ben. You played one of the dudes. It was really fucking cool. Everybody in the industry loved it and saw how you could write, and you immediately got the opportunity to write for TV shows, and that's amazing and cool. But I feel like there is a lack of awareness about other people's path, and when she's talking about comedy, the people who have been on the roasts, and she's like, I just don't know why you would do such a negative thing. It's like, well, no, you don't get comedy then. You don't get that aspect of comedy, and don't talk about it like you're standing on this pedestal of being the ultimate comedian, because you're not really a comedian. You're a great writer, and in that sense, you are under the umbrella of comedian, but you never went through the path of being a stand-up comic. So I just think a lot of her perspectives is she was also raised by two doctors. So I just don't like when people come from their perspective too heavy without seeing other people's perspectives.
Okay. I think solved world issues.
Do you like what?
Nothing.
You like solved world issues?
No. Guys, I was going to be sassy, and then it came out dumb as fuck.
I feel like your life force has sort of been sucked dry by this podcast, and I have to say, I feel happy about it.
I just waked and baked.
Who's at the door?
Who is it? Is that Sully?
Sully? Guys, this episode has been brought to you by X-Men. I want to shout out... Wait, X-Files? Sully. X-Files.
Yeah, I was thinking of Monsters, Inc., but... Yeah.
She'll stay young forever. Ladies and gentlemen... Lisa Traeger. Lisa, do you want to bow out with a little bit of a jingle?
No, but I'd like to tell people that I... No, I don't have anything to say.
You have nothing to say?
At Glitter Cheese. I really like Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Just at Glitter Cheese.
Nothing else?
No. I don't know. What do you want me to say? Please, if you have any rash suggestions, help me out. I've been on a fucking... I can't even describe.
Bye.
Bye. My ex-boyfriend's ex-girlfriend became like a muscle woman.
Cold. Don't you know you are my heartache?